This is TWiT.
Wireless headphones. I get this question all the time. You know, people want to have wireless headphones. Primarily, the questions I get are about wireless headphones to use with TV. So say someone's hard of hearing and or someone is trying to sleep next to you and you want to watch TV and you don't want to bother them. Is there, do you even deal with headphones as they relate to television, or are you just strictly on the audio side of things?
Well, no, certainly I've considered it and looked into it a little bit. And what I found, and what I've found for decades, really, is that the Sennheiser headphones just crush everybody else in that department. Now, I haven't looked at it deeply for quite some time now, and that may have changed over time. But frankly, the Sennheiser cans are just spectacular. There's a number of models. Down on the bottom end, there's an RS-120 and an RS-110, I think. But the RS-120, I think, is a real good one for the price. It's got good features for the price. And then there's an RS-170 and an RS-180. It's been a little while since I looked at them, so I'm not really sure which is which. But one is a closed and one is an open headphone. One has a surround processing in it and the other one doesn't. It's more for music listening. I think the open one is more for music listening. So there's a couple of features that are different on it. So it's worth taking a look at both sets of features to see which exactly would be best for you. One, for example, has a compression, a couple of levels of compression in it so that you can get all the volume at the same level for the older folks that are hard of hearing. By that,
you mean dynamic compression, not data compression.
Right, dynamic range compression so that the volume is sort of always at the same level. And as the volume goes down, the level stays up when you're listening to it. I mean, so in quiet parts, it gets louder. And that way, people who are hard of hearing don't have to keep fiddling with the volume. And it's always staying at a good solid level, and speech intelligibility is there. They also have an RS, I can't remember the number, a very high-end digital one. I've heard it a couple times at trade shows. It sounds great, but I'm sure kind of overkill for most people. Nonetheless, the bottom line is for TV purposes, I have no hesitation in recommending the whole Sennheiser line. They just do a fabulous job on it. And that's one of those things. Maybe at the CES this year, I should start looking into them again and see if somebody's come along to knock them off their perch.
Now, do the Sennheisers use RF radio frequency technology to beam the signal from the transmitter, which is connected to the TV, to the headphones, or has everything moved to Bluetooth now?
No. In the case of, I don't know. It'd be interesting to find out if they started switching over to Bluetooth for the home and for wireless headphones in the home. Usually, however, wireless headphones for home theater and home use, where you kind of hook it up to a stereo, is spread spectrum, RF spread spectrum transmission. If you look through the Sennheiser line, I think they use a couple of different methods at the different levels. I know that the very top of the end, top line version is a digital transmission. So it doesn't use, it's transmitting bits, not analog signal. So there's some differences in the way that works. But for the most part, most of those kind of headsets are RF spread spectrum transmissions.